So in this joint work with Dominique Bourne, we studied the relationship between internal category theory and commutator theory in universal algebra. In the first part of the talk, I shall introduce the subject in the well-understood context of massive categories, where the main internal categorical structure is the connector of two equivalence relations. Then, in the second part, the massive assumption will be replaced by the subtle condition of modularity. We shall introduce a categorical axiom that we call the shifting property, which in the case of varieties of universal algebras is known to be equivalent to congruous modularity. At this second level of generality, it is the internal categorical structure of pseudo-groupoid that will play a central role. So let me begin by recalling the definition of a Maltsev variety. So a variety V of universal algebras is Maltsev if its theory has a ternary operation P of x, y, z, satisfying the axioms P of x, y, y equals x, and P of x, x, y equals y. This terminology, due to Smith, is motivated by the classical Maltsev theorem asserting that a variety is Maltsev precisely when it is two-permutable. So this meaning that the composite of any two congruence relations R and S on the same algebra X is the same if you do first R composite with S or S composite with R. Many important algebraic structures are Maltsev varieties. First of all, the variety of groups, where a ternary Maltsev operations is given by X times Y minus 1 times Z. So for the same reason, abelian groups, rings, commutative algebras, Lie algebras, cross modules are all examples of Maltsev varieties, as well as any variety in which part of the structure on any algebra is that of a group. There are also two other interesting examples, quasi-groups and Heitian algebras. Now, Maltsev theorem relates a property of an algebraic theory to a property of its category of algebras. Another equivalent property of the category of algebras is that any internal reflexive relation is an equivalence relation. And this property can be expressed in any category with pullbacks and defines the notion of a Maltsev category, which was introduced by Carboni, Lambeck, and Pedicchio. So a finitely complete category C is Maltsev if any internal reflexive relation R on any X in C is an equivalence relation. So beyond all the varietal examples previously considered, we have many other interesting examples. Any Maltsev quasi-variety, so in particular torsion-free abelian groups, topological groups, Hausdorff groups, the dual of any elementary topos, any localization of a Maltsev variety, any abelian category, and more generally, any semi-abelian category. Remark that all the examples I've recalled here are of Maltsev categories which are also regular. During the last 10 years, various mathematicians have contributed to develop a theory of Maltsev categories. Certainly, I should mention Carboni, Lambeck, Pedicchio, Gianellizze, Kelly, Johnstone, and Bourne. And one of the goals of this categorical approach has been to develop a theory of centrality that would extend the beautiful theory obtained by Jonathan Smith in the context of Maltsev varieties. From a categorical perspective, the reason why centrality behaves so well also in the wider context of Maltsev categories is due to the beautiful properties of a simple internal categorical structure that we call the connector of two equivalence relations. So if R and S are two equivalence relations on the same object X, and I write D1 for the codomain of R and D0 for the domain of S, then R cross S over X is given by those X, Y, Z, such that X is in relation R with Y and Y is in relation S with Z. A connector between R and S is an arrow P from this pullback to X, satisfying, first of all, the two Maltsev axioms, 1 and 1 star. Then we ask that P of x, y, z should be in relation S with x and R with z. And the third, the axioms 3 and 3 star are a kind of associativity property for the connector. I must say that this notion of connector generalizes the notion of internal pregroupoid, which was discovered by Maria Cristina Pedicchio to play a very important role in commutative theory. The notion of pregroupoid itself goes back to the work of Koch. Now, Erzmann, yes. The advantage of working with connectors instead of pregroupoids is that one can deal also with non-effective equivalence relations, in this way covering a wider range of examples. Now, the main fact concerning connectors in Maltsev categories is that if there is a connector between R and S, then it's necessarily unique, and we can forget all the axioms 2, 2 star, 3 and 3 star, because they follow from the Maltsev identities. So a connector in a Maltsev category simply becomes an internal partial Maltsev operation. The importance of this structure is also motivated by this property. The existence of a connector between R and S is equivalent to the triviality of the commutator of R and S when C is a Maltsev variety. For this reason, we shall keep the same notation, commutator of R and S equals zero, to indicate, also in the more general context of Maltsev categories, that there is a connector between R and S. Now, by extending and improving previous results in this direction due to Carboni and then due to Pedicchio, we can prove the following properties. When C is regular Maltsev category, then there is a connector between R and S, if and only if there is a connector between S and R. This is obvious by the symmetry of the definition of connector on R and S. If two equivalence relations on the same object have trivial intersection, then there is a connector between them. We have the monotonicity property, which says that if there is a connector between R and S2, and S1 is smaller than S2, then there is necessarily a connector between R and S1. We have the stability with respect to products and to regular images. So if F from X to Y is a regular AP, and if we know that there is a connector between R and S, then necessarily the regular images of R and S, which are equivalence relations by the Maltsev assumption, have a connector. Also F of R, F of S have a connector. And finally, we have the stability with respect to joins. So this means that there is a connector between R and S1 and R and S2, if and only if there is a connector between R and the join of S1 and S2. Now, in any category with finite limits, let us define two equivalence relations in C, the category whose objects are pairs of equivalence relations R and S on the same object X, and arrows are triples of arrows in C, that I call FR, F, and FS, making this diagram commutative. There is an obviously defined category of internal connectors in C, whose objects are pairs of equivalence relations R and S, equipped with a connector. And the arrows of the category of internal connectors in C are those in the category of two equivalence relations in C, which also preserve the connector structure. Commutative diagram, yes. Now, when C is Maltsev, then the forgetful functor from the category of connectors to the category of two equivalence relations in C is a full inclusion. And moreover, the good stability properties of connectors are in some sense characteristic of Maltsev categories. More precisely, if C is a finitely complete category, then C is Maltsev precisely when the forgetful functor from the category of connectors in C to the category of two equivalence relations in C is closed under subobjects. And this is also equivalent to the fact that the forgetful functor from the category of internal groupoids in C to the category of reflexive graphs in C is closed under subobjects. In more general varieties of universal algebras, the existence of a connector is no longer equivalent to the triviality of the commutator. So, for instance, in congruence modular varieties, this commutator condition corresponds to the existence of a more general structure, which is called pseudo-groupoid. Let me recall that the variety of universal algebras is congruence modular when the lattice of congruence relations on any algebra X in V is modular. So this means that whenever you have three congruence relations R, S, and T on the same object X, if T is smaller than R, then the intersection of R with the join of S and T equals the join of the intersection of R and S with T. Any master variety is congruence modular, as well as any distributive variety. So in particular, lattices and median algebras are congruence modular. Also, three permutable varieties are congruence modular, also called GUSA varieties, and the variety of generalized right complemented semigroups gives an example of a modular variety which is neither distributive nor master. Now, since master varieties are so well understood from a categorical point of view, it is natural to look for categorical properties of a modular variety. A valuable suggestion to find these categorical properties is provided by the theorem due to Gumm, which says that a variety V is congruence modular precisely when the shifting lemma holds in V. So this means that for any algebra X in the variety, and given three congruence relations R, S, and T on X, such that the intersection of R and S is smaller than T, then whenever you have four elements X, Y, T, and Z related as in this picture, one necessarily has, doesn't work yet, that T is in relation T with Z. Now, we recently realized that this property can be expressed in purely categorical terms, as we shall see in 1 minute. So first, let me fix some notations. So given R and S, two equivalence relations on the same object X, let R square S denote the largest double equivalence relations on R and S. It always exists when the category has finite limits. It can be constructed as a limit. In the category of sets, R square S is formed by all RS rectangles, which means all forcible of elements X, Y, T, Z related as in this picture. Now, if C is finitely complete, the shifting lemma is equivalent to the following property. For any object X in C, and for any equivalence relations R, S, and T, such that the intersection of R and S is smaller than T, and T is smaller than R, then the canonical inclusion of the equivalence relation T square S into R square S is a discrete vibration. So the shifting lemma simply requires that these kind of internal functors are discrete vibrations. And we shall say that a finitely complete category satisfies the shifting property when it satisfies the equivalent conditions in this lemma. So thanks to the result of Gumm, we know that any modular variety satisfies the shifting property, but it's easy to see that also any regular Maltsev category and also any GUSA category as defined by Carboni, Kelly, and Pedicchio satisfies this shifting property. So in the presence of this shifting property, the internal categorical structures behave very well. And in particular, it is the case for the internal structure of pseudo-groupoid. This structure was discovered by Giannelli and Pedicchio, who also proved its relevance in the theory of commutators. So So given two equivalence relations R and S on the same object X, a pseudo groupoid is an arrow M from R square S into X. So we shall write M of X, Y, T, Z for any multiple of elements in R square S. In this order, I mean, X, Y, T, Z. Now, this arrow should satisfy the following axioms. 1 and 1 star correspond to the mass of identities. Just forget the third variable, T. Then we ask, similarly to what happens for connectors, that M of X, Y, T, Z is in relation S with X and R with Z. The third axiom is very important and says that M does not depend on the third variable. And the fourth one is a kind of associativity requirement for the pseudo-groupoid, given any eight elements related as in this picture. This is the technical requirement for associativity in the case of pseudo-groupoids. Now, any connector can be seen as a pseudo-groupoid. Just define M of X, Y, T, Z equals P of X, Y, Z. And the main interest of this notion is that in a congruence modular variety, the existence of a pseudo-groupoid between R, on R and S is equivalent to the triviality of the commutator as defined in modular varieties. Now, from now on, I shall assume that the category we are working in satisfies the shifting property. So the first important fact we can prove is that there is at most one internal pseudo-groupoid on two given equivalence relations R and S. So having a pseudo-groupoid structures becomes a property, as in the case as for connectors in Maslow situation. In the definition of a pseudo-groupoid, we can drop the technical associativity requirement because it follows from the other axioms, and the forgetful functor from the category of internal pseudo-groupoids in C to the category of two equivalence relations in C is a full inclusion. In particular, we get that the unicity of the connector structure between two equivalence relations, and we can drop the associativity requirement in the definition of a connector. And the third result is just what we had in the Maltsev case. So the forgetful functor from the category of connectors in C to the category of two equivalence relations in C is a full inclusion. So we shall use this angle bracket to denote that there is a pseudo-groupoid structure on R and S, while we shall keep this usual commutator of R and S equals zero to indicate that there is a connector between R and S. We also have a result concerning abelian objects. There is at most one internal Maltsev operation on any object X, which is necessarily associative, commutative, so that the category of internal Maltsev operations in C is naturally Maltsev in the sense of Johnstone. Now, in the case of modular varieties, Gianellizza and Pedicchio described a certain class of internal categories satisfying a commutator condition and all internal groupoids. We are now going to present some new characterizations of internal categories and internal groupoids in any category satisfying the shifting property. So these results will show that the categorical approach allows one not only to cover a wider range of examples, but also to improve known results in the varietal case. So in a category satisfying the shifting property, for an internal reflexive graph X, the following conditions are equivalent. There is a necessarily unique internal category structure on X, or there is a unique multiplication satisfying the unit axioms and the axiom saying that the composite of F and G has the same domain as F and the same codomain as G. Moreover, the forgetful functor from the category of internal categories in C to the category of reflexive graphs in C is a full inclusion. When C satisfies the shifting property but is also regular, then we can make precise the relationship between connectors and pseudo-groupoids. So, for two equivalence relations R and S, the following conditions are equivalent. There is a unique connector on R and S, or there is a unique pseudogroupoid, condition 2, and R and S commute in the sense of the composition of equivalence relations. So the difference between connectors and pseudogroupoids measures permutability. And actually, a category is massive if and only if pseudogroupoids and connectors are the same thing. Now, as a corollary, we get a description of those internal reflexive graphs underlying a groupoid structure. So for this reflexive graph X, the following conditions are equivalent. There is a unique groupoid structure on X, or there is a connector between the kernel pair RD0 of the 0 and RD1 or of the 1, or there is a unique pseudogroupoid on RD0 and RD1, and RD0 and RD1 commute in the sense of the composition of equivalence relations. And finally, there is a unique pseudogroupoid on RD0 and RD1, and the regular image of the reflexive graph X is an equivalence relation. Finally, I would like to mention that this description of internal structures in categories satisfying the shifting property have some applications in the categorical theory of central extensions by Gianellitza and Kelly. Today I shall only present one result concerning the correspondence between central extensions and internal groupoids. So let us define a central extension as a regular APF from A to B, such that there is a connector between its kernel pair, R of F, and the largest equivalence relation on A. This definition has its plain meaning in any category satisfying the shifting property, because therein, being central becomes a property. An internal groupoid is connected when the canonical arrow, D0, D1, from X1 to the product of X0 cross X0 is a regular AP. Now, when the category C satisfies the shifting property, is pointed, and is bar exact, then we can prove that the category of internal connected groupoids in C is equivalent to the category of central extensions in C. And this means, this gives a categorical explanation of the well-known fact that any central extension for groups as a natural cross-module structure on it. Because when C is the category of groups, this category of connected internal groupoids is in C is the category of connected cross-modules. I think I shall stop here.